Well, anyway, Sech, the Shiur Medaf Nitesim Abeis, but in the Shiur we're going to finish up on Nitesim and Aleph. We have started a little bit the Inyan of the Shvicha Shirayim and the Yisayid Meravi. We spoke in the previous Shiur that Taisis is Mavur, that's not because of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzis, and some Yishayinim hold that the Pasuk's Megala, like the Girsu we have, Vahu the Kapaga Bereisha. I want to speak about Taisis and Daf Lamed Gimel, which discusses our Gemara. So Taiz Naf Lamed Gimel, it's also in Zvachim Naf Nun Aleph and Menachas Naf Samach Dal and Amid Beis. But they all ask the Kasha, L'maisa, we do need a Pasuk telling you that the Shvicha Shirayim is on the Yisayid Meravi. Like we explained in the previous year, it's more in the Gemara. There's a Pasuk telling you Meravi, and the Pasuk is because it says HaShepesach HaElmayid, which means the one that you come, the one that you come out one, that's the Pesach HaElmayid one. So the shaila is, why did you need a pasuk before? Why need a pasuk b'chlal? Why don't you say that you have to put on the same rabbi? Pasuk was eim avirin al mitzvahs. Eim avirin al mitzvah klal. We had it before. Daf lamed gimel. There's a halacha of eim avirin al mitzvahs. That should teach you that the dam has to be on the same merovi. Why do we need the pasuk of Hashem Pesach al mayit? As a fact, teis akasha, teis early in lamed gimel, teis zochem dan aleph, teis menachem daf samach dalet. So first of all, the Chai Adam says that I see from Taisus' Kasha that Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs is a Din Deraisa. If it's not Deraisa, then it's B'chol Atrei. If it's a Din Derabana, so you need a Pasuk to tell you the Din Deraisa. It's Pashit. So from Taisus, it's Mamish Mukhach that Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs is a Din Deraisa. And as I, it's Mashman Levush also, the Pri Megon, the Moshe says Mefurish, that Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs is a Din Deraisa. So the Achreinim, the Paiskim, the Chai Adon, the Prima Golem, and the Mashmais, the Levush is in the Raisa. The Chai Adon, the Levush bring down the Pasuk of Vishmaitim Esamatzais, Kribe Esamitzais, that Mitzvah Bombeel Chaldach Mitzena, which is what Rashi says. Rashi Nafalam Gimunal from the Banim says that Eim Avirin, a Pegeb Mitzvah, Aviman of Nafkum Mechilta, Shmaitim Esamatzais, that you read it, Shmaitim Esamitzais, and that teaches you Eim Avirin Allah Mitzvah. The Rizur advice, Simukovka of Chotesa says the Rabbanan, and the Chayadim asks the Kasha and the Vaz, the Taisa says Mefurish, then it's a Dindei Raisa. That's first the Kuda that you see from this Taisa. Secondly, Achreinim, the Taras HaKadosh, one of the Gdele Achreinim on Zvachim, he asks the Kasha on the Taisa and Zvachim, why don't you say a Pasha the Tab? Eim Avirin Al Mitzvahs means that that's what you have to pour it, but what if you already passed it? What if you already passed it and now you're on the Yisayj Rami? You're coming out with the blood, you're supposed to pour in the same Ravi, but you didn't. And now you're on the Yisayid Ravi. If Umiyem Avin Ala Mitzvahs, so there'll be no din to go back to the Yisayid Maravi. Mashayin Kain, you have a Pasuk, Asher Pesach El Mayit, so that teaches you that even if you already passed it, and now you're on the Yisayid Ravi, and you say maybe other Abba, now you have Eim Avin Ala Mitzvahs, you can't, you have to pour in the Yisayid Ravi. Kamash Malon the Pasuk, Asher Pesach El Mayit, that no matter what, you have to pour in the same Ravi. Now it's Eim Avin Ala Mitzvahs. So Taras HaKadosh holds of this Yisayid. He holds, and L'chari, it sounds like a Svarav Shita that way, that once you pass the mitzvah, there's no din of Eim Avinu Mitzvahs to go back. He says Pshat and Taisus and Mechudosh Tikab Pshat. But there is a Shail in Achreinim, if the Etzim Yisayid is true, and once you pass the mitzvah, now Lach is you don't go back, the Terevin and Megillah also, the Shail is Taisus and Megillah saying this is a possible Teretz. Mike will speak. Taisa Megillah also talks about the Shaila. But to Evan the Megillah says, after Gemara Mefurish and Yuma on the previous Amud, that the Gemara says Mefurish now like you said of Taras HaKadosh. Because the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, why do you start the going around the Matanes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Why do you start from the Mizrachis Dreimis? Why do you start from Mizrachis Sveinis? So the Gemara says, because really, you should have gone to the Altsei Mevin Al Mitzvahs. You should have put it first on the Meravis Dreimus. But Lamais is a din of Yotzel and Mizbech, and that teaches you you have to pass the Meravis Dreimus. But so you put it on the Mizrachis. But once you pass that Karen and you put it on the Dreimus, now that you Mekayim the din of Yotzel, you have to go back to the Meravis Dreimus. Like the Terev and Yisima first, that even if you were Mavir on the Mitzvah, you got to go back to the original Mitzvah that you were Mavir on. As I say, Gemara Amar Rabbi Kiva Medina, who carried the Parag of Bereishim, who have the Bereishim, Amar Shlakish Avinu Mitzvahs. Once he goes to that Karen, now he goes back to the Karen which he originally was in Skyev. So to Evan, it's a Kalva Chaymer. They had to be Mavir, and still he says to go back, he's in the Skyev. Koshken, when he was really supposed to put it in the first place. And Chazanish in Zvachim, Simon Tazov Sivkat Nalev, says the same halacha from the same raya. But on the Terev is printed a Kuntra Sachman from Einar Godel, who brings from the Maharshash, I don't know who he is exactly, that he says it's very different, because near, you're not being maver on the corner now. Okay, you left that corner, you went to the other corner, you left the corner Dreymus Maravis, you went to the Dreymus Mzrachis, and you did the mitzvah on the Dreymus Mzrachis. So you're not being maver anything now, so then it makes sense, go back to the mitzvah that you originally passed. Mash'en Kain, if you're taking the Shirayim, and you pass the Meravi, now you buy the Dreymi. So you over on Eim Avir and all the mitzvahs, you pass the Meravi. So now you should be over again and pass the Dreymi, go back to the Meravi? When you have to do both, and the Pshat is that you have to do this one first, and you missed it, and now you did the second one first, so then go back to the first one, and do it at least second. Mash'en Kain, if you only have to do one, and you didn't do it, And now you're by the other corner, and now again you're going to be Maver and go back to the Maariv? What sense does that make? As they bring the Kuntra Sachran there. Now, he learns this in the Taisa Megillah. Taisa Megillah also asks this kasha. He also is discussing this kasha of how come the Pasuk says, how come we know we need a Pasuk or Pasuk HaMoy, what I'm saying, Avi and Ala Mitzvahs. And he says, Rebbeinu Yehuda says the Teretz, the Lav Kra, have a minute the aim of real lechatchila. How the avid shari mishamachi itzuch the asir b'di avid. You would think aim of real is lechatchila, but b'di avid it's mutter. Tells you a pasuk it's asir b'di avid. What does taisus mean? So the sas emes says that taisus means this word. This taris akaydish is word. The same taris that taris kaydish suggests for taisus. That's what taisus migal is saying. And he says, either Turi Evan says they can't say such a teretz because the mavur of the Gemara in Yumadaf and Chesem and Bey is that even if after you pass the mitzvah, you still have a mitzvah to go back. Zakt in the same teretz of the Kuntra Sachar, Meshein the Marashash, that when you passed it and did the mitzvah in the second place, and now the question is where you should go now, or why you should go back to the first place. But if you passed it and didn't do the mitzvah in the second place, what's the sense of now passing the second place and being Ayvim Vim al mitzvah twice? What's the svar for that? So, the Turi Evan and the Chazanish Neman, that if it would only be the aim of Virin Alamitsis, and you pass the Maravi, and you're now by the Dreymi, you have to go back to the Maravi. And the Taras HaKadosh in Zvachim, as well as the Kuntras Achrein, it's on the Turi Evan, and the Svas Emes in Megillah, and he learns it up in Taisus in Megillah, that says no. Once you passed it, you passed it. What's the Svarah Samachlekas? What's the Svarah for the Turi Evan and the Chazanish? That even after you pass it, you have to go back. L'chari the timing. That why are you being maver again? You went to the Maravi, and then and you were maver, and now you're going to go. Now you're about to join me. So don't be maver on the join me. And you don't have a raya from the Gemara here in Daftan Chesem days, because then you did the Karen here, the Mizrachis joimis, and now you say, all right, so go back to the original one. But if you didn't do this one, how could you go back to the original one? So what's the story for the Turi Evan and the Chazanish? So I think they hold like this. If Eim Avin Ala Mitzvah means that you're not allowed, it's like a bazillion to the mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mavir the mitzvah. That it's an issa to be mavir. So there's no story to say that once I pass it, now I'm by the dreimi, forget, why should I go back? Other, I'm being mavir the dreimi. But Eim Azai they hold, so then there'll be no svara to say, even if you did the mitzvah by the Mizrachis Dreymus, but why should you go back? You're not being mavir, you're not being misakin, you were mavir it already. You're not being misakin it by going back. If it's an isser, if the havara itself is the isser, there's no svara to go back. Whether you did it or didn't do it, there's no svara to go back. What's the pshat in the Gemara in Chesu Beis that says to go back? Vaisleisim Avinu Mitzvahs makes a mechayiv on the mitzvah not to be maverit, and that mechayiv is still even after you maverit. So Oy Mizai, it doesn't make a difference if you did it in the second corner or not. Once you have a mechayiv for this mitzvah, so you can't do the other mitzvah. You already have a mechayiv for this mitzvah. The emavin of this mitzvah came first. And that was already mechayev this mitzvah. Now you can't do another mitzvah. That's mistam b'nesvara. And they see from the Gemara in the Chasu Beis, because if you don't make an abdunder mechayev that comes in the emavin al mitzvahs, so then there'll be no svara once you emavir to go back to it. The Meroyim Yisod there in Zvachim, he wants to say, in svara you never like the Taras HaKadosh. Rather, once you passed it, you don't have to go back. You shouldn't go back. And that would answer Taisa's Kasha, right? Because the reason why I need the Pasuk of Pesach HaLamayit, because the Emavim HaMitzvah is only until you passed it. Once you passed it, you wouldn't go back. But he holds that the Pasuk, like we spoke in the previous year, the Pasuk is Takal Sai Mevirin HaMitzvah. And the Pasuk's being Mechadish, that even after you passed it, you still go back. But he wants to say in Taisis that that's only by Kachim. He has a whole shtickle that in Rashi he wants to say, though, that the Pasuk's being Mechadish, even B'chal Terekula, you do have to go back. So that's what the Netziv says. The Kunchus Arch himself, I told you, the Kashi Buddhist and Marashash, he himself wants to say that Noch the Pasuk that says Al Pesach Al Maid, and the Pasuk is Tak Al Tzei Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, and it teaches you that even if you have a Din of Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, once you marvit, you still have to go back. And the way we explain the Svara, this Pasuk teaches you that Mavirin Al Mitzvahs is a Mechayim of Yen Mitzvah. And even after you pass it, you have to go back. So the Nesiv, we can add on, at least in the Nesiv B'Shit this Rashi, or this Kunshus Achim and the Turi Evin, we can add on to the Turi Evin and the Chazinish, that they hold that even once you're mother, you still go back. Mashiach, like we said, the Taras HaKadosh, and the Svasemis, and this Maharashash that the Kunshus Achim brings, I'm not sure who he is, they hold that you don't. So come at a big nafkamina la'alacha. There's a'alacha like this. If somebody, you're really supposed to put on your talus first before you tefillin. But that's only an inyan. It's not mamash achiyuv. Let's say you're about to put on your talus and tefillin, and your tefillin are there on top of your talus. You're mechuyuv to put on your tefillin. That's important halacha. People don't realize it. Let's say even if they take off the talus and tefillin and go out, and they come back and they want to put it back on, and the tefillin is there on top of the talus, you have to put on the tefillin first. And like we said, it's a din deraisa. So then the Raisa, Emavin Alamitzis. That's the din. So here's my shayla. Somebody went, he opened up his talus bag, and the first thing there was his tefillin. He takes out the tefillin and he says, no, I have to put my talus first. And he puts it down and he picks up the talus. Then he says, oh, 1 second, I now remember the halacha. The halacha is that if you picked up your tefillin first, you have to put them on, and then put on your talus. But right now, he's holding his talus. So do we say, all right, he didn't listen. He was maver on the mitzvahs. He put away his tefillin, but now he's holding his talus for kedusha. He shouldn't do another iser and put away his talus and put back on his tefillin. Right? That's how the Taras HaKadosh and other achreinim, the Sfasemis and others, neman. You did an iser by being maver on the tefillin and getting your talus. Now, don't do another iser being maver in talus and putting on your tefillin. Vashenkein, the Chazenish, and the Turi Evin, and the Netziv, the way his maskana was, at least in Rashi, says, no, once you picked up your tefillin, and that was a mechayiv to do the tefillin, say, Vinal Mitzis, now even if you put it down and picked up your talus, you have to put down your talus and put on your tefillin. So, come on, after Vinal Lacha. Now, the Mishnah talks Shmamish about this case. The Mishnah Berurah is a Simcha Fesiv Katan Hey, and he says, if he's mavra on the tefillin and picks up the talus, and he's mechuyah to put on the talus first. And the Sharetzin, he says, it's pashut. Because the elder pashut is svara. Because the elder name of Rin is the Issa Lahavir. So you did the Issa already. Now you can do another Issa in order to be masakin it. But l'chaya, it's a machalik is a chreinim. He doesn't bring any Mara Mekaymus. He says, it's pashut. But tzarechi in Medina. Now one more thing on Taisa's Kasha, that there be kvega in Zvachim, in Perikei, in the Taisa of kvega in the Mishnah, Yisrael Islam Mites. He wants to know like this. He wants to know, Taisa says, what do we need a pasuk for? Anyway, I have to do the same rabbi, it's aim of Vian al mitzvahs. So, fact, Rabbi Kvega, have a shayla. Let's say one mitzvah you bumped into first, but another mitzvah is tadir. What do you do? Do you do tadir kaidim, or you do aim of Vian al mitzvahs? Right? Have a chakir. Which is better? Normally we say tadir shayna tadir kaidim. On the other hand, we have the aim of Vian al mitzvahs. If you pegaya with the Einai Tadir first, what do you do? So he says, well, think about this case. The Daraim, Yisai Dreimi is Tadir, because you always pour on the Yisai Dreimi. All the other Kabbalahs are Yisai Dreimi. Chatayis Pnimis don't come up too often. It's just once a year on Yom Kippur, and a Parakayim Mashiach Malash Yusiv is also very rare. So Avad and Yisei Dremi, which is Ukabanis, the is Tadir. So what's Taisis Kasha? You anyway have to do the Yisei Maravi, because they may be not mitzvahs. If it's only Kosanet, Adarabba, do the Yisei Dremi, because it's Tadir. So he says, you see from Taisis that Eim Avin al Mitzvahs is more important than Tadir. Tadir Kaitz and Kedima. Eim Avin al Mitzvahs is an Isser. I mean, I'm saying this, he doesn't say that Svara, but Mecham, Stam, that's a Svara. So really, he can't be Mimavir al Mitzvahs even for the point of doing Tadir Kaitzim. So he brings that from the Karban Asanel. The Karban Asanel says this in the end of Mesechlis Megillah on the Rosh, and he's talking about a case, right, which comes up. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. So which one do you do first? Which one do you lay first? Which Seif day lay first? You lay first for Shredish, right? Because it's Tadir. Let's say you accidentally took the Chanukah one. So what do you do now? Do you put it aside and take the Shredish one? But that's a Mavirin al Nitzis. On the other hand, the Shredish is Tadir. There are more Paskins that even if you have the Chanukah one, you put it aside and do the Shredish one. Because Tadir Kaidim. So the Karmel is Tadir, no. A Mavirin al Nitzis, we see from this Taisis is Deichet Tadir Kaidim. That is a Chazinish that's bothered because he says that's not Tadir Kaidim. That's different. It's other Karbanis. It's not Tadir Kaidim because since other Karbanis he uses the Yisai Dreimi and they're more frequent. It's not the Yisai Dreimi is not Tadir. A mitzvah that comes up at the Tadiris is comes before a mitzvah you don't do with the Tadiris. But there'll be reason to do the Yisai Dreimi because of the other Karbanis. So that's not called Tadir Kaidim. He brings rise to that. But anyway, he goes, the minig oilim is that you, if in case you get to the Chanukah first, you goil it to Rosh Chodesh. Now, Taisis earlier, on Daf Lamed Gimel, says a teres to the Kasha, right? The Kasha was again, why do we need the Pasuk al Pesach al Moed, typically in Vin al Mitzvah? So Taisis lashon is like this, the Le Shayach Vishlakish, Elehecha de Be'inu Lameve Tavayu, Sheyesh Lahaktum at the Paga Bebreish. If you're supposed to do both mitzvahs, then you mark them the mitzvah that came first. But if you're only going to do one mitzvah, then you're going to laugh in there. And we'll do the tadr and not the she'en tadr. So that sounds a little bit like Rabbi Kivega and the Karban Asanel that the darim is tadr. It's just Eim Avirin is more common than tadr. And now that we're saying there's no Eim Avirin, so we'll do the tadr. The Chazanish is matriach. It doesn't mean tadr, he just means that you... You're not Mishana the Makam Shrich Hashraim, since most Kabbanis are not Makam. But Akabbanim, what does he mean? L'chay Pashat Taich in the Teretz is, Eim Avirin al Mitzvah means you can't be Maver a Mitzvah A for the point of Mitzvah B. But if you're doing one Mitzvah, and the Shaila is, I guess you have two Chafetzim to do it, two places in the Yisayin, and you're anyway going to do the Mitzvah. The Shaila is in this Eifen or that Eifen, so there's no Din of Eim Avirin al Mitzvah. So let's say Tefillin and Talis. So you can't be mavrin the tefillin to put on the talis. You can't be mavrin one karen to do the other karen, because you're supposed to do both. You're supposed to do talis and tefillin. The shayla is which one's first. Right? You can't be the mavrin on the shaliyah to do the shal reish. But if you're doing one mitzvah, doesn't pass him avirin on the mitzvahs. So this brings down the steretz, berich, and zvachim, and in menachis. And the shita mekabetzis and menachis already asked the kashas from the teis kisenius, that the Gemara there in Menachos sounds not the way, because the Gemara in Menachos says that you have to bring the barley for the Eimim in Makam Karev. So the Gemara says why? The Gemara says two reasons, but one of them is Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. So there the question is you're only bringing one barley, and leaving this barley to go to the next barley is Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. So the same thing, leaving this Yisai to go to the next Yisai for Shvich Yisraim should be Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. You see, even when it's not that you're doing both, you're doing one, but leaving the first one to go to the second one, is Eim Avirin al Mitzvah, is a Pella. Now, Taisus in Megillah Davav asks this Kasha, because the Gemara in Megillah Davav says that this Gemara discusses, when it's an Ibiyar, when do you do Megillah? When do you do Purim? The first Adar or the second Adar? So the Gemara had one side, you do the first side because Eim Avirin al Mitzvah. The Gemara had the side, you do the second Adar, Misma Gula Gula Adif. But what's the Eim Avirin al Mitzvah? So Taisus Mikan Kasha, Mikan Kasha on the Teretz that Taisus gave on the developed will ask the Kasha. What do you need for Shvich Yisrael Asher Pesach El Moed Tel Yimaravi? Eim Avirin al Mitzvahs. And Taisus says the Teretz to the Kasha because it's only one mitzvah. So you don't say Eim Avirin, you're not being mavir one mitzvah for another. Here it's one mitzvah Megillah. And the Yimavir and the Rishav and the Shein is called Eim Avirin. So Taisus when he asks this Kasha, and the Shittim Mekabetzis in Menachas asked it from the Gemara in Menachas there about being maver on barley to go to get different barley. Now there's two mahalchim, how to understand Tesis. The Siach Yitzchak there in Daflam and Gimel, and the Birki Yosef in Simon Chafei, in Erechayim about the talis and the tefillin, and the Chazanish in Sochem Simon Desavis Aleph, they explain that Tesis means like this. I mean, it's really, the Lashon of Tesis Yuma is not mashman this way, but Tesis and Zvachim, it does shtim a little bit. Lashon of Tesis Zvachim is a little bit different. It says, Eim Avin Ala Mitzvahs is only Kashesh Dei Mitzvahs Lefanim, Gadishim Zvach Min Vemneya, again, Mitzvahs Kronish, Eini Dei Mechen Hassel, Aval Kvoya Mokem Ashvich Hashayim Lekavina Mahitama, Ilav the Koya Kor Behedya. So you say, the Ikka Tesis means what he said at the end, the Kviyas Mokem, it can't be Kaveya, Ilav the Koya Kor Behedya. So what does that mean? That means if it was only on same Avir and Alamitzah, so b'di'evit, if you poured it on another one, you'll be Yetzah. You'll just be missing the din of Avir and Alamitzah. But there'll be nothing missing with Yishvich Yishirayim. Masha'ekein, you wouldn't know a Kviyas Makam, meaning that this is the Makam that's supposed to be Mitzad the din of Yishvich Yishirayim. So Chazesh Kran holds even a Kviyas Makam doesn't mean it's Makam, but there's a din Makam which you're going to be missing. But he could say it's Makam also. But the Shaila was, were you Mekayim the Mitzvah Shvich HaShirayim by pouring it in a different Yisrael? Without the Pasuk, yes, but you did an Isser, you Maver Ala Mitzvahs, it just wouldn't be a Kviyas Makam. The Brisk Rav also says this in Menachas in his first Teretz, that this is the Pshat in Tesis. In other words, really, it is Shayachim, according to this Pshat, it really is Shayachim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. It's just, you need the Pasuk for it to say to Din, that besides the din of Eim Avir al Mitzvahs is also a din that you need a Kviyas Makam. But the Brisk Rav in the second Teretz says another pshat that it's taka not shayach the din of Eim Avir al Mitzvahs, and it's still not shver from the case of Eimer and the case we have of Megillah. And I think it's much better in the Lashon Tesis, b'frat the Lashon Tesis in Yuma, but even the Lashon Tesis Vachem Menachas. And he says the pshat's like this. He says, when you take barley for the Eimer, there's a different mitzvah. You're doing a different mitzvah if you take this barley, that barley. I mean, it's all the mitzvahs Eimer, but it's a different thing. You can do a mitzvah with this barley, the mitzvah with that barley. So this barley is not going to be part of the mitzvah. Eimer v'in ala mitzvahs. When you do the Megillah on Adar Sheni, it's a different thing. If you Mekayim Purim and Adar Rishon, Mekayim Purim Adar Sheni, it's the same mitzvah Purim, but it's a different thing. It's a different oifen of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Masha'engen, the Yisayid Joimi and the Yisayid Maravi without the Pasuk is Mamish Hainu Hach Mitzad the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah is Yisayid. The Maravi and the Joimi are not two different Eifan of Vadabi Mekayim, the Mitzvah, and your Mavi one Eifan and did another Eifan. What's the difference? It was on the Yisayid. My Nefin in this part of Yisayid, that part of the Yisayid. When the Pasuk tells you, Asher Pesach Al Moed, the Pasuk's Kaveh Amakam, that shafts that this is the Makam, and the other things are different Makam. So then you can start clearing him Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. But before you have a Pasuk, it's not two Mitzvahs Bechlal. It's not two Inyanin. And that's Mamash HaTayz and Menachas that says that the Eimer is called two Mitzvahs. I want to explain this very Kipshutai. If let's say somebody is holding his tefillin, if let's say somebody picks up one pair of tefillin, and then he decides he wants to put on a different pair of tefillin, so that's Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Even though they're both a mitzvah of tefillin, and it's one mitzvah he has to do, but good, this is one eifin, this is another eifin. Let's say a guy puts down his tefillin on a table and he's all ready to put on the tefillin, and then he says, no, I want to go and put the tefillin, I want to bring it to another table, and use another table to put on my tefillin. That's not Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. It's the same mitzvah. Whether he puts on tefillin here or puts on tefillin there, it's Mamash Hayinu Hach. Can't say you have to put tefillin on the first table you pegay. What's the table have to do with the tefillin? It's the same thing with Shvich HaShrayim LeYisayim. Lulei the Pasuk, you're pouring it on the same Yisayim. There's a Yisayim to the Mizbeach. There's one Yisayim. The place that you came and the other one on the Dharm side, it's all the same thing. There's no thing you have to do it at the earliest possible opportunity. It's not in Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So that's Pshat and Taisis. You need two Mitzvahs or Akapanim, two Eifanim to do the Mitzvah. Two chafsis, and then you can't be maver one for the other. But lulei the pasuk, it's bechal not two chafsis. My Rabbi Jeremy is mamish the same thing. It's mamish ayinu ach. So mele wouldn't be shayachem avir al mitzvahs. You need the pasuk to be kveid amakim. That's the risk of shad in the tesis.